it's sad that, you know, but it's the fact that everybody, well, a lot of people have a price. It would be satisfaction, because if we were to see an ex-boyfriend that had sold a story and you go and slap me in the face, I've just got a story for the next day. It helps a lot because obviously, you know, you're seeing a lot more places. Like, we've got a lot of exposure through the sponsorship deals that we have done, you know, publicity that money couldn't buy, which is half of the reason why we've actually done a lot of the sponsorship deals. It's just a shame that there's obviously young children that are being ripped off, getting unofficial merchandising that isn't good quality and could also be dangerous to sort of like our younger fans. And obviously there's nothing you can do. I mean, there is so much stuff out there that is unofficial, it's unbelievable. There's nothing you can do. I wouldn't be in Playboy, but in respect to, you know, a sex symbol thing, you know, we would never dress a certain way to appear sexy.
I can't believe a sex symbol.
We would just dress that way because we want to dress that way, not to appear to anybody else that way.
That's actually,
if they think that, then that's great, but that's not the reasons behind the way we dress. I think that was a typical example of what you just said. You know, how do you feel about everything you say being taken out of context and being written about? I think that's probably what happened with John Lennon. He probably just said it as a joke and it was totally, you know, I mean, I think that obviously when we're compared to the Beatles, it's very flattering. They're a fantastic band. You know, it's flattering, but a lot of people like to pigeonhole you, and at the end of the day, we just say, you know, something we're into when we're, you know, when we're older in a few years, you know, we'd like to have families. You know, I think we all would. You know, it's just a natural womanly thing. But we'll always be friends and we'll always support each other. Obviously, though, we think, you know, there should be more girl bands. That's something that we said when we first came out. So it's great. We think it's really healthy. We don't ever really plan anything like that. We just sort of like, bit of spontaneity, go with the flow.
See what happens.
Exactly.
And that's it.
He might want to have a party, mightn't he? Yeah, we met him when we was doing, when we was doing a TV station in England. Just seemed like a really nice man, and the only people we had in the film were people that we thought they were, you know, the right parts for. We didn't just get people in because they were famous. Well, we've done a few live performances. We did Saturday Night Live in America, and, you know, we've done a few roadshows.
Birmingham
people,
but this we've done the MTV Awards. That was quite big, wasn't it?
But this was the first thing that we've done that was, you know, lots of songs. We did 15 songs, totally live. Choreographed dances, different costumes. It was really exciting for us because performing live is what we like doing the most.